Now let's live the gospel with Pete Gilmore.
It's no secret that I enjoy a good steak, and there is a certain restaurant that I like to go to for my birthday each year. One year, I arranged the dinner and invited a few friends to come celebrate with me. It was a reservation for 8. I arrived at the restaurant right on 7 p.m. as planned. Well, 10 minutes passed, no one arrived. Then 15 minutes, then 25 minutes. If it gets to 30 minutes, I give up. Clearly they don't care, and I was foolish to think they ever did. How embarrassing. The wait staff looked on sheepishly. Poor guy. Must have been stood up, I'm sure they thought. In the Christian faith, we talk a lot about hope. Hope for heaven, hope for new life, hope for blessing. But we talk about hope a lot in the everyday as well. We hope a day goes well. We hope the cake cooks properly. We hope we didn't forget Pete's birthday. It's okay, it only stings a little. But this isn't the hope we read about in the Bible. Hope is a grace that we have through Jesus that helps us desire heaven. It's the virtue that doesn't just wishfully think that maybe one day things will be okay. It's the virtue that puts us in a certainty that in the end, God finishes the story he began and finishes it well. Jesus always has the last word. My dinner ended up okay. People were just late. Human hope is full of holes. It's full of past hurt and broken promises, and in the tension, it often fails. This week, I pray that God fills us with his hope, a hope that will keep our eyes fixed upon the prize of heaven. God bless.